Finding a job can be hard enough, but if you're a disabled or homeless veteran, finding employment can be even more of a challenge. A nonprofit in New Bern called Veterans Organic Garden is hiring disabled and homeless veterans and producing organic fruits and vegetables for the community. The idea came about in 2010. After 2 years of planning, Executive Director LaVey Wallace Singleton says they broke ground last March with a mission different than most veteran agriculture programs in the country.
We are locating right in the city. Most of the other programs are rural, but we wanted to bring our services to the city because that's where most of the homeless population is, and that's where most of the people come to get their services.
The Veterans Organic Garden is situated on just an acre outside the Stanley White Recreation Center. On one side of the garden, a playground and pavilion. On the other, a line of small houses in the Five Points community, a longtime disadvantaged section of the city near downtown.
A lot of the people from the community have kind of started taking a shortcut through to look at what we have growing and what we're doing. They also stop and talk with us about different needs that they have in their home garden and also asking what we're growing.
This Wednesday morning, a group of 10 veterans were working on site. Instead of traditional gardening tools, they're using a power drill and ladder to construct a small wooden shelter.
We're assembling a pallet house to create a little more shade for the lettuce. That way they can grow a little better.
Veteran coordinator Deanna Hull has been with Veterans Organic Garden for 9 months.
I was working part-time nights for a security company, and with four kids, it just wasn't conducive to anything.
Hull is a disabled veteran in her 20s and has blonde hair pulled back into a braid. As she wipes her hands on her overalls, she tells me she's never worked in a garden but enjoys helping others, a value instilled during her service in the Marine Corps.
I mean, I always like giving back to the community in whatever way I can, and when it helps my fellow military members, then I'm always up for it, so.
In addition to building the pallet house, some workers are mixing compost, installing an irrigation system, and adding organic fertilizers to the raised bed gardens. On the site, there's a large greenhouse where seedlings are grown and a couple of military-style tents for storage. More than a dozen raised beds, constructed from hay bales and wood, are spread throughout the garden.
There are rabbits out here the size of large cats. So we had to do something to lift the crops up.
The Veterans Organic Garden grows typical plants most folks have growing in their backyard, like peas, cabbage, turnips, asparagus, and potatoes. But what stands out about the Veterans Garden is that it's built on a concrete pad, which used to be a tennis court. Located at the center of the garden, the asphalt ensures their disabled employees can easily access and maneuver around the concrete block raised beds.
This is a firm surface for us to use for wheelchairs, for walkers, and veterans with canes and things like that.
The raised beds also prevent employees from having to kneel down to pull weeds or care for the plants. Taking a break from building the pallet house, one of the employees, Tony Sawyer, walks over to a bench using a cane. He's wearing jeans, a long-sleeve work shirt, and a Dallas Cowboys hat. Sawyer started working at the Veterans Organic Garden about a month and a half ago.
I can't do too much standing, so they allow me to bring my cane to work. They had a lot of help with the old people.
Not only is the garden laid out with mobility in mind, it's also specifically designed to grow organic produce.
I didn't want to have any more of an impact on them with pesticides or herbicides or any other kind of chemicals than they've already had. The other thing is I wanted to go back to the principles that we use before they started using the chemicals on crops to kill the pests or to fertilize them.
Without the use of chemicals, Singleton says they rely on more time-consuming practices for fertilizing plants like composting and vermiculture.
Which is worm farms. And we use a lot of worm tea on the plants that come out the greenhouse and also in the soil.
The border of the garden is lined with a variety of fruit trees and rose bushes, azaleas, and other flowering shrubs which attract pollinating insects, a necessary part of growing organically. Last year, the garden was just getting started, and the small amount of produce grown was donated to the community and Religious Community Services soup kitchen in New Bern. This year, they'll still donate food, but they'll also be able to sell the organic produce to the public.
So people will be able to come straight to the Veterans Garden where we're growing things and also purchase them. So we're really excited about that.
She adds they're currently in the process of setting up SNAP and EBT services for the market. A disabled veteran herself, Singleton says the mission of the Veterans Organic Garden isn't just about growing food. It's also about helping former servicemen and women maintain healthy lives.
It gives them that sense of camaraderie that they had when they were in the military. For the veterans that were unemployed, it gives them employment. It makes a difference when you're making your own money and not just receiving a check.
The nonprofit employs 10 veterans. Another was hired just this morning. They're paid $10 an hour and work part-time Tuesday through Friday from 8:30 to 12:30 and on Saturday from 9 to 1. Worker Tony Sawyer is thankful for a job and the skills he's learning. Since starting work only a month and a half ago, the Vietnam-era vet says his life has changed for the better.
Now, I got a purpose, and it helps a whole lot. Get your mind off of the negative things and help the neighborhood.
The Veterans Organic Garden not only gives veterans an income, it teaches them a trade. Through a U.S. Department of Agriculture grant, Singleton says they'll provide hands-on training to veterans who may want to set up their own farm or agriculture practice someday.
As these veterans go out of the program and they start raising produce themselves, they'll be able to come back to the Veterans Garden and sell it. So it's a well-rounded program, we think.
Singleton has big plans for the garden. First on the agenda is improving accessibility for disabled veterans. The gravel path leading from the parking lot to the garden makes it difficult for wheelchair-bound veterans to get to the site. She hopes soon they'll have an all-terrain vehicle to carry people. And this summer, Singleton hopes to roll out an organic produce bicycle delivery service.
We're just trying to get the program set up on our website so people will be able to order, pay for it online, and then we just deliver it to them.
So people in this neighborhood surrounding the garden?
In this neighborhood, but also in the greater New Bern area, because we'll be able to bike all over town. We've got,
you got some work cut out for you.
I'm veggie deliverer. Yeah, I love it.
The concept of the Veterans Organic Garden is being duplicated on a two-acre plot in Havelock. Other eastern North Carolina locations like Jacksonville and Wilmington are being considered. Singleton hopes maybe one day gardens growing organic produce and employing homeless and disabled veterans will be across the entire state. For more information on the Veterans Organic Garden, visit our website, publicradioeast.org.